Hey guys, it's Green Bubble here. So I'm back on Lang 8, and I'm sorry that I haven't been on recently. The reason why I haven't been on is number one, it was kind of distracting. I got very addicted to Lang 8, and then I didn't do any of my other things I have to do in my life, so I had to stop for a while. The other thing was that I really enjoyed sharing my English writings on Lang 8, but when I did that, I found that, my Chinese wasn't improving, and the purpose of Lang 8 is to learn a foreign language and get native speakers to help you. So that kind of, I was a little bit frustrated because I kept putting English writings up, which people did read, and when I put up my Chinese writings, I had a lot of errors in them. So what I used to write really long essays in Chinese, and they would be full of errors, and I didn't really like that. So I decided to write shorter journal entries, and I think that's better. But even with that, I found I made really simple mistakes that I just didn't see it the first time for some reason. But when someone pointed it out to me, I saw that. Oh, of course, it's such a stupid mistake. Why didn't I see it? So that's why. But now I'm back because what I realized is recently I've been reading a lot about foreign language learning and how to actually master a foreign language. And what I found was that there's a lot of resources online, and that it's really exciting actually that people have learned languages very well. And what I read was that classroom learning is not necessarily the best way to learn a language. It's not really conducive to your brain because that's not how the brain works. And so, I'm doing a little bit of research to see what are some ways that I can learn better and more quickly. And, there's so many people all over the world that want to learn English, and so what I'm going to try to do is I'm actually thinking about using Skype, because I saw this program online called English Out There, and it seems to be an effective way to help people learn English, how to speak English quickly. And I'm thinking about signing up as a volunteer English teacher, not teacher, a volunteer English speaker. Okay, if you have any thoughts about language learning or English, or you have any questions, feel free to leave a comment on my Lang 8 journal entry. Okay, talk to you later, guys. Bye.